Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. If you think that your country is slowly sliding backwards into a primitive state of savagery, you may unwittingly be a degenerationist. Degenerationism is a theory of culture change that developed among Christian scholars in the early 19th century. It once enjoyed widespread acceptance as a theological explanation for so-called primitive cultures. In 1812, the French philosopher Joseph de Maistre proposed that many of the societies that European explorers had recently encountered, including native tribes in Africa, the Pacific, and the Americas, were the end product of a historical regression from a higher state of civilization. Living without knowledge of God, he argued, these tribes had fallen under the influence of Satan. The result, according to Maistre, was a savage and amoral way of life. Maistre's idea was taken up by numerous other scholars around Europe, including Archbishop Richard Whately of Dublin, who in 1856 published The Origin of Civilization, a book that spelled out in detail this alleged process of degenerationism. The theory was met with intense resistance from anthropologists, who turned to the archaeological record for backing. The evidence, they pointed out, suggested that all cultures had evolved in their level of technology and social complexity. Nowhere was there clear evidence of a regression. As the archaeological record grew, so too did the case against degenerationism, such that by the early 1900s, Maistre's theory of regression had been widely refuted. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.